The title of this message is, You Have Been Called to Serve God. One of the most necessary aspects of understanding your relationship with God that you need to have is that you did not find Him, but He created you and He called you. This means that God took the initiative to search you out and somewhat cajole you to get to know His Son, Jesus Christ, that you might receive Him as your Lord and Savior. This is the only way that God could reconcile His relationship with you. However, He has called you to serve Him, and that is to simply go and tell the world the good news about His Son, Jesus Christ. In the book of John, chapter 6, verse 37 to 39, we read, All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those He has given me, but raise them up at the last day. It is stated clearly by Jesus that it is His Father who sends Him those who need His saving grace. And Jesus says, those whom the Father sends me, He'll not turn away. So you can see that you did not find Jesus. He found you because His Father gave you to Him. You see, there is a tendency to feel that reconciliation with the Father has something to do with what you or me have done. And therefore, we are somewhat pleased with a sort of self-gratification for something we had no part of. It is with this in mind that I would like to look at the following scripture. Luke chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. Now it happened, as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to Him, Lord, I will follow You wherever You go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. Then He said to another, Follow Me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow You, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Are you fit and ready to follow the Lord wherever He leads you? Whenever the Lord calls you to do something, He will give you the grace and the anointing to fulfill the task. Note, He will only give you the grace and anointing as and when you step out in faith to do what He called you to do. In the text we have just read, we see that Jesus gives people the challenge to follow Him and tells them what it would cost to do so. In verse 57, one potential disciple said he was willing to follow Jesus wherever he went. Jesus told him it would require sacrifice. He said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. In other words, you may have to give up your comforts. You may have to detach yourself from whatever is holding you back from following and serving Christ wholeheartedly. Let me explain. When God calls you to do a task, it will often require you to take two steps before you can receive his grace and his anointing to fulfill that task. The first step is for you to detach yourself from some kind of unhealthy soul tie between you and the situation you find yourself in. This will lead you to the second step, which is to step out in faith to do what God has called you to do. Only then will you be in a position to receive more grace and more anointing of the Lord to do his will. Being of service to God is a twofold thing. It is being of service to God and mankind. In verse 59, another man said he would follow Jesus, but he first had to look after his father in his old age and take care of his father's funeral first. In verse 60, Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." What this means is that those that are not yet saved are spiritually dead, and that the spiritually dead must bury their own dead. In verse 61, another person also said to him, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house." We can see that this man had no obligation to go home, but simply wanted to go back and say goodbye. Jesus surprised these potential followers by saying nothing should hinder them from following the Lord. Was Jesus being harsh and rude to these men? Not at all. We are free to decide whether we will take the path which Jesus offers. But if you choose to go, then do so knowing that you will have to sacrifice your comforts. We don't know what happened to these three men, but Jesus told them a very important spiritual principle which he wants us to take notice of, and that is in verse 62. And it says, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." In some translation, it is stated, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for service in the kingdom of God." You know, I came across something which says, God don't give you the strength to get up on your feet so that you can run back to the thing that knocked you down. Stop going back to a way of life that keeps on causing you problems. Put your hands to the plow, press on, and don't look back, even if you have to sacrifice your comforts. And remember Matthew 19, verse 29, which says, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to understand that when we come into your kingdom through receiving your Son Jesus as Lord and Savior, that our attitude should be to serve you in every way we can, as a token of gratitude for what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Pastor Philip. Set me free.
shall we sing?